B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, this is meaty. I got the playback script, and it's a lot of paper. Let's get ready. Our final day, the playbacks of the past. Well, playbacks usually for current Eagle games and playoff games. We will do so for Flyers and Sixer, all Flyers and Sixer playoff games. We will do the playback. But this is the going to end our series of playbacks from the past. And we will do so with the Super Bowl. Yeah. Super Bowl 52. Eagles and Patriots. The date etched in stone. Sunday, February 4th, 2018. U.S. Bank Stadium. Minneapolis. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on the call. More on them later. But this is the Super Bowl. We want to make this a little bit bigger. So instead of starting with the opening kickoff, let's start with the pregame show. Rodney Harrison, John Harbaugh, Tony Dungy making predictions for the game.
Who wins and why?
I like the Patriots. I'm never going to bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Are you crazy?
I think the Eagles are going to hold them under 24 points. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Are you used to be an Eagle coach, right? Special team coach?
I think the Eagles are going to win the game.
I've been riding the Eagles all playoffs, so no time to stop now. I believe in Nick Foles.
Well, he's fallen in love with Nick Foles and used to be an assistant coach with the Eagles. You don't get a playoff share, John.
I believe in this defense. They play fast. They're physical. They're going to be here tonight.
How about that? Harbaugh and Tony Dungy. I forgot Harbs. Harbs nailed it. And Tony Dungy nailed it. Tony fell in love with Nick Foles. I love Tony Dungy. That's awesome.
John Harbaugh is going to be, he's going to be a coach for a long time.
Yeah.
He can be a great analyst.
Oh, he's great.
He's great.
He's got a great personality. I love Harbs, man. He's great people. All right, now let's get to the introduction to Super Bowl 52 with Al and Chris.
Hey, folks, come on in out of the cold and into U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. Philadelphia taking on New England as we get set for Super Bowl 52. Into the Eagles locker room, NFC champs 13-3 during the regular season. Playoff wins over Atlanta and Minnesota to get here. Meanwhile, the Patriots, AFC champs, 13-3 during the regular year. Playoff wins over Tennessee and Jacksonville to punch their ticket to Minneapolis. Al Michaels along with Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya. There is no doubt that the Patriots have redefined the definition of dynasty. Remember, this is a league built for parity, to even things out. And here they are right now on the cusp of winning a sixth title in 17 seasons, which is unprecedented. Now, the Eagles have had a good amount of success over the last half century. But what's eluded them, of course, is the brass ring, the Lombardi Trophy. That's the one thing that's missing. Will that drought end tonight here in Minneapolis? We'll know in about 3.5 hours. Chris, so many good stories, so many good storylines. What's up front in your mind right now?
Well, everybody knows Tom Brady, but Nick Foles, not so much. So let's go back to 2013 when Nick Foles put together one of the great seasons we've ever seen in the National Football League. Let's go back to just 2 weeks ago in the championship game when he was so sensational in that game. Is he Tom Brady? No, he is not. But he is certainly capable of tremendous, great performances.
Wow. Pretty exciting though, right?
Oh yeah, you hear the roar of the crowd in the background.
Oh my God. Pretty wild. I get excited. I got chills thinking about this game. Like, I feel like it's starting all over again. All right, let's relive the moment when the Eagles starters were introduced. I'm sorry. When Al Michaels says, good evening, everybody. Come in from out the cold. Ah, wow, that's good.
Something about that.
Yeah, man. Here you go. Take a listen. Eagles, and now they get introduced by the greatest song ever. Dreams and Nightmares.
Philadelphia Eagles coming out of their locker room. Let's meet the Philadelphia Eagles starters.
Nick Foles, Arizona.
Jay Ajayi, Boise State.
Alshon Jeffrey, South Carolina.
Nelson Aguilar, Southern Cal.
Torrey Smith, Maryland.
Zach Ertz, Stanford.
Halapulavati Vaitai, TCU.
Stefan Wisniewski, Penn State.
Jason Kelsey, Cincinnati.
Brandon Brooks, Miami University.
Lane Johnson, Oklahoma.
Brandon Graham, Michigan.
Fletcher Cox, Yazoo City High School.
Timmy Jernigan, Florida State.
Vinny Curry, Marshall.
Nigel Bradham, The Florida State University.
Danielle Ellerby, University of Georgia.
Michael Kendricks, Cal.
Jalen Mills, LSU.
Malcolm Jenkins, The Ohio State University.
Rodney McLeod, The University of Virginia.
Ronald Darby, Florida State.
Jake Elliott, Memphis.
Donnie Bag of Bones Jones, LSU.
Rick Lovato, Old Dominion.
Please welcome the NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I wore that, it was raining. Kissing on it. Some like Papa on his penis. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant.
Wow, I got that's outrageous.
That's when I knew they were going to win.
Yes.
Because the Patriots, here's a trivia question for you. Their intro was Crazy Train.
That's horrible. Like
Crazy Train versus Dreams and Nightmares. That's why I knew the Eagles won.
Put that in the Cuzzo app during the quiz.
It already is, man. Like, that's the first one I did.
Don't forget Cuzzo questions. The Cuzzo Sports Trivia app. All your Philadelphia sports questions in one app coming soon to an app store near you. It's time now for the opening kickoff. Al Michaels, Chris Collins, we're talking about the Birds starting quarterback one, St. Nick.
So we'll see the Philadelphia offense. You've got Marner and Clement back deep. Tom Brady over on the sideline. Foles will go right to work after the kickoff. And with the flex bulbs popping in Minnesota, here we go on a line drive kick. By Clement at the 1 yard line. To the outside he goes, and he gets run out of bounds by Patrick Chung up at the 25 yard line. What a story for Nick Foles. A lot of you have been reading about it, hearing about it over the last month or so. Took over when Carson Wentz got hurt. What an odyssey. But during the postseason, he has been tremendous. Started his career with Philadelphia, went to the Rams, asked for his release, spent last year as the backup to Alex Smith in Kansas City, and then came here.
How's everyone doing?
St. Nick, baby. Both the Eagles and Patriots start the game with field goals on their opening drives, but the fireworks really start for the Birds on their second drive of the game. Second and three. LeGarrette Blount.
Blount is the running back. LeGarrette Blount over the right side. Breaks free into Patriot territory and spun down at the 33-yard line by Daron Harmon, the former Patriot. Off to the races for 36 yards.
Big guys right up here. This is the strength of the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles on that right side. Nice job by Wisniewski as well coming down. And for LeGarrette Blount, how much do you think he enjoyed that particular run? He was asked to take a bit of a pay cut if he wanted to stay in New England. He said, no thanks. I'll take my shot to beat you in Philadelphia.
LeGarrette Blount rumbling. The next play. Very next play, Foles down the field to Alshon.
Off play action, going for it all into the end zone, and it is caught. Alshon Jeffrey for the touchdown. He beats Eric Rowe, made the big play on the first drive to hold him to a field goal, but not this time. The former Bear, 34 yards and a touchdown.
And Nick Foles told us, he said, early in this game, I want to be able to take my shot. And there goes his big guy. As we have seen, these Philadelphia Eagles have a way of playing above the rim. You watch these receivers come on the field, you think you're getting ready to watch an NBA game. They go up, box out, rebound, and they've been putting points on the board with that formula all season long.
How about it?
No rat drops today.
No, you can't. Super Bowl. Not a Super Bowl. Listening to that highlight makes me want to forgive him.
Apparently, hey, Mike Garafolo was on yesterday.
I know.
There's a different vibe.
I know.
With Alshon.
That's for another day.
Alshon comeback season.
That's for another day. Unfortunately for the Birds, Jake Elliott lines up. Take a listen to what happens on the extra point.
Territories say it's confirmed. So Philly with the game's first touchdown. And Elliott now for the extra point. Johnny Jones puts it down, and that kick is no good. He missed it. Once more, the Foles pass into the end zone, but they missed the extra point, and it's 9-3.
Remember that? We were like, what?
Oh, come on, Jake.
Dude.
Second time in the playoffs.
We're freaking out. Going on, dude. Come on. You can't miss an extra point.
How many people do you think said they're going to lose by one?
I said it. Come on. Eagles up 9-3. Patriots now driving. But start the second quarter. The Patriots on the Eagles 9. Third and 2. Key call. Take a listen to what happens.
Right now it is 3rd down and 2 as we begin the second frame. Brandon Bolden comes into the game, and now they move him into the backfield behind Brady. And the ball is handed off to Brandon Cooks, who tries to hurdle and can't. Tackled by McLeod. So Cooks, who came over in a trade with the Saints in the offseason, on the end around McLeod is right there.
That was huge, man. Big play right there. So it's 4th down. And Patriots go for the field goal. Unlike Doug, Belichick says, I kick it. And this is what happens.
Kostowski for a 26-yard field goal attempt, which is juggled. And then he hits the upright. Cardona was the snapper. So each team has missed a kick. Philadelphia an extra point. And New England missing a field goal attempt.
So there it was. Like, that was a big moment of the game. Because the Patriots had driven right back down the field. The big 3rd and 2 stop. They missed a field goal. Eagles go 3 and out on the next drive. So Patriots back on offense. First play of the drive. This is a big moment that left a big imprint on the game. Brady to Brandon Cooks, and he meets Malcolm.
Deion Lewis is the running back. This drive starts from the 37-yard line. Brady stepping up. Deep backfield, wide open. Brandon Cooks. And he gets smacked down at the 40-yard line, taking some shot there by Jenkins, who is spinning around, and he is down after a 23-yard game.
This is this route here coming back out. But as he came out and caught the ball, a little disoriented, turned around, looped back around, and never saw Malcolm Jenkins. And that definitely was a little helmet-to-helmet on that hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Rob Gronkowski
has
come off the concussion.
Puts Brady on the ground. Never saw him coming. Injury timeout.
That was a huge play, man. Huge play. Their spacing, it really hurt the Patriot offense. So later in the drive, it's 3rd and 5. Now, we remember Philly special, right? Before that, the Patriots tried it, if you recall, with Brady. And this is what happens.
Philip Dorsett will take his spot, puts his spot, number 13. Meanwhile, 3rd down and 5 here. And now you got to flip back here to Danny Amendola. He throws, and it's Brady who can't pull it in. So Brady was free, looks over his shoulder, trickery and deceit, 4th down.
Has to be out of the shotgun or this play is not legal. It obviously is. Tom Brady is just going to hand off and then ignore. He's not doing anything, and there he goes. And immediately, Chris Long knew he was in trouble. And Brady with the bad hand and no tape. You wonder if maybe that had a little something to do with why he didn't want that pad on that hand. They had that play in the back of their mind.
Wow. Wild. That play was on 3rd and 5 from the Eagles 35. The Patriots then go for it on 4th down. And this is what happens.
So it's 4th down and 5. They'll go for it from the 35-yard line. And Brady down the sideline, and that's incomplete. Gronkowski, the intended receiver. Jalen Mills covering on the play, and Philadelphia will take over.
Patriots look out of sort. Belichick a little bit out of sort, too. Eagles get good field position because Patriots go for it there. So now, Eagles with the ball at the New England 21. Foles handoff to Blunt.
Blunt is in the backfield. LeGarrette Blunt swings to the outside. Inside the 10. Blunt to the end zone. Behind a Celek block. His 11th career postseason TD.
Most athletic center in football. Watch him get out in front of this play. Not only gets the initial cutoff, which you have to have on those outside zones, stays with it. One more push down the field. Gets a Landon Roberts out of the way. And there you go. For LeGarrette Blunt, how sweet is this payback?
Wow. Roll the blood. Roll the blood. Eagles go for 2. Couldn't convert. It's 15-3. Later in the second quarter, Patriots kick a field goal to cut it to 15-6. Eagles back on offense. Foles back to pass. He's looking deep.
From the 44 on first down, Foles going deep down the sideline. And it is juggled and intercepted by Harmon at the 3-yard line. Jeffrey couldn't handle it. And New England gets the takeaway on a deflection into the arms of Harmon. First turnover of the game. He couldn't one-hand it. New England has the ball.
All right, so big play because the Patriots get life. And now they drive. They're into Eagles territory. And here's that James White.
Hogan's already caught 3 for 83. Brady's thrown for 234 to this point. Big hole left side. James White. Inside the 10. Takes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. 26 yards. 90-yard drive. Kept alive by a holding penalty. And in they go in 7 plays.
Really nice job. Anytime you get big runs, you need plays on the backside. Watch Shaq Mason here go get the linebacker. Watch Cameron Fleming with the cutoff block on Jernigan. And that is going to allow James White to get in the open field. And that guy just keeps doing it. Sleeper rolls. Holy smokes.
Mason or what?
James White, big part of the, he scored the game-winning touchdown, right, against the Falcons.
I know. And, you know, here's the thing. Brady had thrown for 234, and they only had a field goal.
Amazing.
And now White, or 2 field goals, and now White goes in. It's 15-12. Patriots missed the 2-point conversion, too. Eagles get good field position. Excuse me. So, it's 15-12 after the White score. And now they got 2 minutes left in the half to try to put some points on the board. But they need that big play to set up the drive. Because we all remember the Philly special. But here we go. 3rd and 3. Thank you, Corey Clement.
That's a big drop, though. That should have been a first down.
Yeah, they don't want to give New England the ball back and have them go down the field. New England's going to get the second half kickoff as well. 3rd and 3. And that is floated and caught down the sideline by Clement. Corey Clement breaks the tackle inside the 20. Makes it first down and goal. A little floater. Perfect touch. Corey Clement for 55 yards.
Amazing. Perfect play. Perfect touch by Foles. And this sets it up, right? Here it is. The play that's been tattooed on the minds and bodies of every Philadelphian. Take a listen.
You want Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go,
17 fourth down conversions. That's the most by any team in almost a decade, one for one in the two playoff games.
This is an unbelievable call. This is like going for the onside kick against Peyton Manning because you don't want him to get the ball too many times. You don't think you can hold him out. Here we go. This could decide the game.
Fourth and goal. Touchdown.
Trey Burton, a college quarterback, and watch all the action. Bowles is going to sneak over here, direct snap, everybody comes up, and here we go. What a play call by Doug Peterson. This play call has a chance to be remembered as one of the all-time greats, just going for it and to complete the pass that the Patriots could not.
To Burton, to Foles, Elliott for the extra point.
Wow!
Wow, if you think that was okay, the Al Michaels call, take a listen to Kevin Harlan's rendition of the Philly special.
Foles running up and down the lines, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of the yard by the tight end!
Yes. What did we just see? We just saw the Philly special. We'll be back with the second half of the Super Bowl next. Don't miss it. All right, let me tell you about, I'm lost in this Super Bowl. I got to call my man Brian from Service First. Brian, where you at, man? Let's talk about Service First, the great HVAC service. Heating, air conditioning, what you need. You got to get your house comfortable, right? This summer, still some hot weather left. If your air conditioning is on the fritz like mine, call Brian Service First. He'll give you the better, the good, the better, the best estimate. Pick the one that's best for you and your budget. You'll get 0% financing for 72 months on qualifying systems. Service First also offers air purification solutions like air scrubbers, UV lights, media filters. You feel weird about letting somebody in your home? I get it. Service First Tech, so respectful, safety conscious. They follow CDC distancing guidelines. They take every precaution to keep your home safe and clean for fast and friendly service throughout Bucks and Montgomery counties. From a trained comfort specialist, a Mitsubishi Diamond preferred dealer, visit ServiceFirstHVAC.com. That's ServiceFirstHVAC.com. And don't forget, tell Brian that Cuz says hello.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we are playing the Super Bowl playback. Great job by the Tunis putting this together, reliving the greatest moment in all of our history as Philadelphia sports fans. So here we go. Second half begins. Let's go back to where you were in your homes, or in my case, in the AKA Hotel with my friends, my cousin, whose birthday today. Happy birthday, Joey. It's a big, we drank our tequila after the game and celebrated. So we go into halftime. Eagles up 22-12. The big thing in the Eagles for the first half was how well they shut down Gronk, if you remember. Well, that wasn't the case in the second half. Here you go.
Brady stepping up, avoids the pressure, throws, and this time it is caught by Gronkowski. He gets free. First down, Graham with the tackle, 25 yards. Take the inside handoff. Brady throws, and that's Gronkowski, so back-to-back to him. After that one catch in the first half, he scored two in a row. Graham makes the tackle, and that's good for 24.
If at first you don't succeed, it's the exact same play. Exact same play. And if you think they're going to call Gronkowski on that little nudge, forget about it.
They've got Gronkowski split wide to the left on third and six. Brady firing in that direction, hits him, and Gronk gets it inside the 10, takes Graham with him, sets up a first down and goal.
Yeah, and Brady saw the pressure that time and knew he was going to get the one-on-one coverage on the outside and took advantage. That was one of the few pressures we've seen so far out of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Four-man rush, and then it's caught. Gronkowski for the touchdown. So he goes from a silent night to a big drive here and gets in for the score.
Now they're starting to get the combination going. He's going to fake outside, come back inside. Darby's going to slip just a bit, but now the combination. You go back to that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers when everything was on the line, and what did Tom Brady do? He just went after Gronkowski almost every single throw.
Yeah, we're worried now, right? This is when worry starts to creep in. Well, the stars were aligned for the Birds during this run. They stayed aligned that night when Nick Foles finds Corey Clement in the back of the end zone. Another dime by BDN.
Third down and six. Does a good job to pass into the end zone, and it is Corey Clement. Yes, touchdown. 2 officials check with each other, back to the end zone, 22 yards on what was a third down and 6.
Straight down the field, that's Marquise Flowers, a 4-5 sprinter out there on him. And how many times, Al, do we come into the Super Bowl and we say, who is it? Who's the unknown?
Take a look here. Starts to lose control, and then that left foot is clearly out of bounds. But did he get the left foot down first with control? Takes it through the ground. Ball begins to wobble a bit.
The previous play will be reviewed.
You say definitively this last step, that's out.
It's out, definitely. Under review.
After review, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah! I'm stunned.
Yep.
What are you talking about? It was clearly a touchdown. He's still can't stand him.
Oh.
Shut up.
It was a touchdown.
I'm stunned.
It's not even close. What are you watching? Just because you bet the Patriots, Chris.
I'm stunned.
Yeah,
Now both offenses are cooking. Patriots start the first half with a touchdown. Eagles come back with a touchdown. And now Tom Brady back with the ball. He's looking, and he's completing to Chris Hogan.
Play fake on first down. To the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Hogan. Chris Hogan from 26 gets position on McLeod to turn it back into a one-possession game.
This is just unbelievable offensive football. You're going to see Hogan is going to work to the outside and then back in. What a patient route this is. This is a veteran player understanding he has time. He understands that Tom Brady is going to sit there, look off the free safety, get him back in the middle of the field. And this is turning into fast break basketball out here.
All right, Chris. Notice how happy he sounded then. Did he sound happy?
Oh, what an amazing play, Tommy.
This is fast break basketball. Football.
touchdown makes it a 3-point game. It's 29-26. Oh my God, I'm getting heart palpitations. Eagles end up getting a 3 on their next drive. Jake nailed it. But where's more Gronk? Oh, to start the fourth quarter, listen.
5:67 for the Patriots. And Brady lost one for Gronkowski, reaching for it, touchdown. They look unstoppable right now. And New England has its first lead of the game. Gronkowski beats Darby for the touchdown.
One more time, Al. Amendola goes across the formation. And what does that do? That signals man coverage. And you know you have Gronkowski with a tight split, being able to go to the fade route in the corner of the end zone against a much smaller cornerback and Ronald Darby. It's a chess game.
I hate them. Right. So all hearts are sinking. The Eagles had the lead. We were up by 10 at halftime, but it's a fourth quarter, and New England leads 33-32. Right? Like, there's no way in the world we're gonna win. We're gonna be crushed again, and I want to stick my head in a bucket of ice. Eagles 4th and 1. And Doug goes for it. Listen.
For the moment, they're going to leave the offense on the field. Do you dare?
Have to.
Well, Doug Peterson, you got 5:48 ticking down. The ball is at the 45. It's 4th and 1. The play clock is down to 4. And they go for it. And Foles, under pressure, throws, caught just enough for the first down. Zach Ertz, forward progress, nets him the first with 5.5 to go.
Nice pick play inside. Those big tight ends working together on that one. Two tight ends on the left, and Ertz coming around the other way. One of the most dependable pass catchers in the National Football League. Didn't drop a pass all season, and when they needed it most, he hangs on.
Oh, the drive continues. Oh, mercifully. And then who steps up big? But perhaps the worst receiver in Eagles history, who actually played sufficient enough games. You got it. Nelly, the little lamb, comes up big right here.
Second down and 9. Foles flushed out. Throws, and that is caught. And staying in bounds is Aguilar. And that will move the chains. Covered by Chung. Good catch from the 43. Four-man rush. Foles fires. Caught over the middle to the 22 goes Nelson Aguilar. Another first down.
I just can't tell you how impressed I am with Nick Foles and what he's doing. He stared right down the barrel. There was another tiny little window to get that one in with plenty of coverage all around it. And yet Nick Foles just continues to play like he's been doing this his entire life, battling against the likes of Tom Brady.
Johnson Batamosi stays in. Harmon, safety now on first down. Aguilar chased out by Harmon.
The little lamb coming up big. Just over 2 minutes left in the game now. Eagles still down by 1, and this is it. Oh, I'm so nervous. It's so stupid. But I'm nervous, Andrew. Artunas, aren't you nervous?
Terrified.
We're down 1.
I'm taking Eagles money line.
3rd and 7 at the Patriots 11-yard line. You ready? Foles back to pass. Here he is.
3rd down and 7 from the 12.
Zach Ertz out wide, 1-on-1.
Clement flares out to the right. Caught over the middle and into the end zone. Zach Ertz for the touchdown. And again, all you can think back to now is the Jesse James play with Pittsburgh. Does he complete the process?
I don't know. That ball comes loose. He does catch it. But at what point is it loose on the ground?
Gets inside McCourty, who stumbles. Ball pops out.
I'm not even taking a guess.
No.
As he was rolling over, it looked like that's when the ball came out.
What are they going to do with this one?
I think they have to overturn it. If he were a runner and crosses the line and dives, it would have been a touchdown. But if he's still a receiver going to the ground in the process of the catch, I think this is incomplete.
Yep. If they rule that he was a runner, it's going to stand.
After review, the receiver possesses the football, becomes a runner, breaks the plane of the goal line. The ruling is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
Take that, creeps! Is he for real?
Now, let me ask you a question. That was a touchdown.
Yes.
What were they missing? On both plays, there were touchdowns. It wasn't even close.
I still remember just yelling at my TV. Shut up!
God! Touchdown, Eagles, we got the lead! 38-33! Patriots still have over 2 minutes to go. Now, we know how the second half was. They were going up and down, up and down. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? The play of the game right here. Take a listen.
Second and two. New England's only turnover of the game. And it's the first sack of the game.
Just like the New York Giants back in the day, taking an outside pass rusher in Brandon Graham and putting him inside against the guard, Shaq Mason, pays huge dividends with the first sack fumble of the game. No question, that ball is out.
That stands absolutely no question.
Thank you, 97.5.
No, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. You saved us, by the way. It's a touchdown if you don't get there. Or at least a 40-yard chunk play because there's a guy wide open. Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Eagles have the football. They got to run out the clock, right? They still got 2 minutes, two timeouts left, and a two-minute warning, New England. So, you know, the Eagles get a Jake Elliott field goal. 41-33, that's your score. But we said the same thing. There's still a lot of time left for Brady and the offense. And this is what made us nervous. Take a listen.
This is it for New England. 4th and 10 from the 9. Brady fires, and that'll keep it going. Amendola up at the 20-yard line. But the clock keeps on ticking.
What a catch.
Yeah, tremendous. And Brady's got to get up there, clock it here. 26 seconds now, and still 78 yards away.
Whew. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, there's time for one last play, and you know the deal. Brady, Hail Mary. To the end zone, and all of us that have waited our whole lives, a collective hold our breath across the Delaware Valley and beyond.
Nobody anywhere close to as tall as Rob Gronkowski. I would jam him at the line of scrimmage. I would not let him run freely off this ball.
Brady under pressure. Escapes the sack, launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally.
Andrew!
Can we get a better call at the end, please?
Let's do it. Here's how it sounded with Kevin Harlan.
Brady, second down and 10 from his 49. Shotgun snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit. He spins away. He resets. He cocks his arm. He throws long in the end zone to our left. Jump ball. It's ricocheted around and incomplete in the end zone. Zeros on the clock. It's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots. 41-33.
Super Bowl 52. They have finally done it. The city of Philadelphia finally has a Super Bowl champion.
On the road to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O.
Oh, my. That was outrageous.
Thank you, Kevin Harlan.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you, Kevin Harlan.
Al Michaels is like, oh, damn. The Eagles won.
Yeah, I just lost a ton of money.
Thanks, Al.
Hey.
This is my moment, Al.
Seriously. Al's Al, but Collinsworth was tough to stomach throughout that Super Bowl. He really was. And I'm not one. I let that stuff go. I don't believe in that stuff. They all break poor Joe Buck stones. Joe Buck is the best. Right? And with Collinsworth, come on. How many times? They sounded ho-hum. They had a bad game for the both of them. All right, we'll come back and talk to you guys next. The phone lines go open and our picks. And they've been on fire, right, Junis?
Yes. On fire.
You have a count, by the way?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll give them to you.
All right. We'll give you our selections coming up. Sports is back. What better way to spend sports than driving to and from within a Jeep, right? Where are you ever going to watch it? You got to go see the uncles. The uncles are excited. They remember that day. That day they won, finally. The uncles, I've talked to Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. They were freaking out at the dealership over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Airport Auto Mall. They're the best. Go see them right now. Incredible deals. The summer clearance event going on. So you're looking to get behind the wheel of a new Jeep 4x4 or Ram truck. Now's the time to do it. 0% financing. You ready? 72 months. Even better. Make no payments for 90 days. Listen, you're always going to, anytime you go see the uncles, you get a safe, friendly, fast experience. Head on over to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Shop these exclusive savings today. You'd rather shop online, not a problem. The virtual showroom's always open. Home delivery available like a pizza. You go to familyautos.com. They've been down at the Airport Auto Mall for three generations, just minutes from the bridges. Just remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're always more than a customer. Indeed, your family. Again, inside the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, right down there. Shadow of the airport. Online, familyautos.com. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.